awkward moment, wasn't it? Life is like that sometimes. Do we sit in the tension of our own grief and reflection, or do we celebrate? You ever been in that place? Will you join me in prayer? God, we thank you for the promise that we will see our loved ones again. Meet us in this time, O God, of reflection. May the words of my mouth be lifted up to you, O God. May the meditations we carry on our hearts be lifted up to you, O God. Meet us in this place as we celebrate the saints in our lives and reflect upon your comfort and your grace. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Anybody in the room ever lost someone you love? If you just go back a few years to the height of the AIDS days, I should say to the height of the AIDS days in this country, there are countries for whom the height of the AIDS days are right now. We had funerals once a week. Remember those days? Sometimes twice a week. I remember in my training at MCC San Francisco, the minister there, Jim Matulski, reflected on the collective grief that lived in the community and the congregation where there were three or four memorial services a week. And people began to think, how in the world do we continue to express our grief as we move through this pandemic? And this one gentleman, as he was putting together his service, said, I have just the ritual. And after he died, the altar was filled with fiesta ware. Anybody know what fiesta ware is? That great dinnerware, collectible for many. And next to the altar was a garbage can. And at a point in the service, people were invited to come and pick up a plate and throw it in the garbage can, exasperated that we were continuing to face the pandemic of HIV/AIDS without clear understanding of why and what to do about it. Imagine, for collectors, that is unimaginable. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So is the pandemic of HIV/AIDS that continues to plague our globe. Jesus was not so far away from grief. His dearest friend Lazarus had died. Mary went up to Jesus as he entered the town and entered the home and said, where were you? If you would have been here, he would have not died. You ever been in a place where you just thought, if I'd have done something different, if someone else had done something different, a different outcome would be the situation? Jesus, filled with grief, wept wept. From only those deep places of loss we know to go. Wept at the loss of his friend. And then some of them looked at him with great fervor, probably with a little sarcasm and a real depth of annoyance, and said, "Could not you, the one who has opened the eyes of a blind person, have kept him from dying?" On some levels, we can go to that place. "Doctor, couldn't you have done something else? Different?" You ever been there? Difficult place to be. Jesus, very deeply moved, came to the tomb. Now here's a community of people who have asked Jesus to do the impossible. So what does he do? He steps to the edge of the tomb and he says, "Move the stone." And what do they do? Oh, well, now wait a minute. He's going to stink. Isn't there another way we can do this? I mean, we asked Jesus to do a miracle and it's not pretty. And it's not, it's unimaginably, you know, nice, sterile. But wait a minute. Jesus, he's going to smell bad. Move the stone. You know, our stuff stinks.
Amen.
Amen, because their stuff stinks, or your stuff stinks, or our stuff stinks. Really and truly, our stuff stinks. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
That was half-hearted. I mean, come on. Don't our stuff stink?
Amen.
Well, everything stinks, but there's just a few things that if we move the stone out of the way and resurrect it in the process it's in, it's going to smell a little bit. I got stinky stuff. You got stinky stuff? How come it's so hard for us to get to the truth? I think when I think about stinky stuff, think about Ellis Rubin. Ellis Rubin, Anita Bryant's attorney. He was the attorney who got the laws passed in the state of Florida for parents who are homosexual not to be able to adopt their children. Now, it took him a long time to know his stuff stinks. But you know, we've done things we're not proud of. All of us have done things we're not proud of. We got stuff that needs to be resurrected and new life put into us. Amen?
Amen.
And Ellis Rubin, in his later years of practice, realized he had done significant wrong to a community of people who wanted nothing more than to raise babies, to have a forever family, to protect their children, to love them with privilege, not just love them with heart, to protect them with law, not just protect them with their arms. And Ellis Rubin realized, as he neared the end of his career and his life, that he had caused a harm that was impacting hearts and lives and little children. Now, he didn't fix that, but he offered himself in pro bono cases to help marriage equality come to the state of Florida. He represented a number of couples who, after going someplace else where you can marry, coming back here and filing state and federal lawsuits to get those marriages acknowledged and legal in the state of Florida. It didn't succeed then, but it's a part of paving the way. It was a part of him making a wrong right, resurrecting some of his stuff to new life. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who has done a lot of work around death and dying issues, said, "People are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out, but when the darkness sets in, their true beauty is revealed only if there is a light from within." How do you let that light from within illuminate who you are? Have you ever written your own obituary?
Thank God, no.
I'm posing you a question to really think about. What is it you would want most said about you? Are you living that? Sometimes we don't think about our life from the end backwards. We just get caught up in the stuff. You ever ride at the top of your Daytimer, Palm Pilot, Outlook, calendar, pet calendar? Get the vote on the pet calendar. I digress. However you use to keep your day in order, you ever write on the top of it, "Too much stuff to keep the main thing the main thing"? It's a growing edge for a lot of us who like to keep busy, who have a lot to do, who are on a mission, who got things to fulfill. Can I get a witness? Am I just preaching to me? This is hard work, this stuff of stretching and growing. Our loved ones leave us with the opportunity, the reminder that we have this breath and maybe the next. Hello. Beyond that, we can schedule all day long, but there's no promise that we'll have that opportunity, no matter what we schedule, to make a difference in the world that we touch, to repair fractured relationships, to live in to all we have been called to be and do. Joyce Rupp writes, "Transforming presence, layers and layers of my false self." Have you ever peeled back some of the layers? Hello. That's some of the stuff, right? Fashion trends, some of the stuff. Peel them back. What do you find at the core? Stuff keeping me from being stripped away from me. Trying to find our true selves means we have to peel off the layers of what someone else put on us. Have you ever had that experience? Clothed by somebody else's expectations, desires, wishes for your life. She writes, "I walk with caterpillar feet." You ever watched a caterpillar? Great effort to move an inch. "Knowing that the skin must be shed time and time again before I find my butterfly wings." You ever wonder why we go through stuff? Anybody? Especially the stuff we get to repeat. Mm-hmm. How many times do I have to make that mistake before I don't make that mistake? Amen. Like from the beginning, not the end of the mistake? Hello, can I get a witness here? That is the process of refining ourselves. Those are the layers that we are shedding to live in to our fullest selves. Work, painful work, peeling off the layers. I looked at the discarded peelings of the person I thought I was with some dismay and sadness, but also relief and joy when we're lighter. You ever shed some expectations and felt freer? With every lifted layer, I feel lighter. With every painful peeling, I am freer. With every discarded skin, I stretch deeper. With every slough off segment, I grow wiser. You know, you don't just get to be wiser because you grow older. Some refining has to happen. Some sloughing off has to happen. We got to go through some stuff. Hello. Keep teaching me, Freedom Bringer. You ever think about God as Freedom Bringer? Think about that. What would your prayer sound like? Your petition sound like? Instead of saying, "Oh God," praying, "Oh great Freedom Bringer." There's something, say it with me. Oh great Freedom Bringer. There's something freeing in that statement, that we don't have to carry all our stuff. And here's the key, my friends. Jesus said to Lazarus, "Lazarus, come out." Lazarus had to get up. Lazarus had to trust the trust. It was in those moments where Lazarus got up and Jesus said to the community, "Unwrap him. We can't do this stuff alone." Why do we need church? We can't do it alone. Our spiritual development depends on everybody else doing their spiritual development. Hard work. Can I get a witness? Amen. Keep teaching me, Freedom Bringer. That it is never too late to embrace the changes that led to my truest self. Keep nudging me away from confining security when I cling too tightly to what needs to go. Continue to attune my spirit to your song of ongoing transformation. Remind me daily that I will always have another layer that needs to be shed. I believe these would be the words of every one of our loved ones who have gone before us. That our challenges, our struggles, our pain, part of letting go. But we get choices there. Those experiences can either serve to make us better or they can serve to make us bitter. Because here's the guarantee. Stuff is going to happen and someday you're going to die. I can make both those guarantees. Stuff is going to happen, and someday you're going to die. What place are you living from today? That in your last breath you'll look back and say, "I did it. I did it." every single one of these loved ones sitting here would want you to know that you're important in the good news of God's love and neighborhood love and self-love. Because when it's all said and done, you've heard the phrase, it doesn't matter how big your house is or what kind of car you drive or how much money is in your bank account or where your stock market is. It matters how you've loved and how you pass that on. Every single one of us has been impacted by loved ones who have left us with the baton to carry on that love. I'm not talking about the mess ups they made, or the hurt feelings they caused, or the missed opportunities that they, you know, they didn't give that right gift. We got our list, right? Y'all got your list? I'm talking about the love. Have this breath, and maybe the next. We never know when the storms of Sandy and the natural disasters that impact our lives will rush through. We never know when the emotional storms of our lives will knock us off our feet. We never know when the medical storms of our lives are going to take away some of our dreams. We never know when the disasters of loving are going to impact us in those unexpected ways. We don't know what the future holds, but we get to decide how we will love. You got fractured relationships in your life? You got this breath and the next. You got things you want to do in this life? You got this breath and the next. Don't waste it. So when the sun goes down and the light inside of you is illuminated, we will see the spectacular color of a life intentionally lived. And know this, whenever any of us leaves this place, it won't be the last time we see each other. At some point, whether you like each other or not, you will see each other again. So let's figure out how to do it in love. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you for all of the ways in which you enrich our lives, bless us, teach us, surprise us. Meet us, O God, in this place. May we remember that you are our freedom bringer. May we be reminded daily that there's still layers to come off. May we be willing to take that courageous step Lazarus had to make. And may we as a community be ready to peel off that which binds us to be free, to fly and color the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.